Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the game of the week. Check out what he has to say as the Patriots prepare to take on the Bills this Sunday in this segment of 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
The good news is my losing streak picking games is over. The bad news is the Patriots isn't. That doesn't matter now, though, because New England is off to Buffalo. Now, the first thing here that I think is very important for the Patriots defense, something they could not do in Baltimore, they have to make Buffalo one-dimensional. In Baltimore, Ray Rice and Joe Flacco hurt them, and if that's the case again this week, they'll have more trouble. Buffalo is number one in the league running the football, and even though Fred Jackson and C.J. Spiller are banged up, this is a team that can still get it done on the ground. The Patriots, specifically, Vince Wilfork, Kyle Love, they're the keys. They need to shut down this running attack and put it all on the passing game. The thing with Buffalo's offense, and it is pretty good, they can be productive. Ryan Fitzpatrick, though, does take some chances with the football. And unlike last week in Baltimore, the Patriots secondary needs to make sure they take advantage of those opportunities. Devin McCourty had a chance for a couple of interceptions. Fitzpatrick will give you those shots. The key this week is to take advantage. You make them one-dimensional and then turn the ball over and things go downhill for Buffalo. So right now, the Patriots secondary needs to take advantage of these opportunities. They need to get their hands on the football and they need to make the interception. Offensively, this is a team that Tom Brady has absolutely destroyed throughout his career. And we know about all the wins the team has, but look back at some of the great performances that Brady has had, and a lot of them have come against Buffalo, and a lot of them have come in Buffalo. This is an offense, I think, right now that is rolling. I think they found their gear with three wide receivers and one tight end. Rob Gronkowski has been very productive. Here's the key, though. You have to finish. You have to finish in the red zone. You have to get touchdowns when you get down there. And at the end of the game, I think the Patriots are going to have the lead. They have to close it out. I think the four-minute offense is key. I think Brady and company keep it rolling, but you have to finish. I really think the Buffalo Bills are the perfect opponent for the Patriots right now. Even though they've lost two in a row, it's a division opponent they're obviously very familiar with and have had a lot of success against. 15 wins in a row heading into last year. So this is a team that New England is used to beating, and I think that's going to continue here in Orchard Park. I think the Patriots are going to get a lead early. They're going to force Buffalo to be one-dimensional. They're going to force them to play from behind. That's going to feed right into what the Patriots want to do. I think they come away with an end to this two-game losing streak. The Patriots win it 31-17. That's going to put a wrap on this two-game road trip, and it's Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos right here at Gillette Stadium next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.